Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to San Diego and the 58th annual meeting of the Entomological Society of America. Please welcome to the stage, from the University of Wisconsin, President Dave Hogg, from Michigan State University, Vice President Ernest Delfos, from the University of Kentucky, Vice President-elect Grayson Brown, from Pioneer Hybrid International in Johnston, Iowa, past President Marlon Rice, and from the Oklahoma State University, Treasurer Phil Mulder.
Good afternoon, and welcome again to Entomology 2010, the 58th annual meeting of the Entomological Society of America. I'd like to start out by making a few introductions. You've already been introduced to the presidential line and the treasurer. I'd now like to recognize the governing board, and what I'd like to do is, after I read your name, please stand. And if you would hold your applause until we get through everybody, that would be appreciated. The first governing board representative is Douglas Pfeiffer, who's the Eastern Branch representative. Maron Zalucki, who is the International Branch representative. Susan Weller, North Central Branch representative. Michael Perella, Pacific Branch representative. Michael Williams, Southeastern Branch Representative. Bastian Dries, the Southwestern Branch Representative. And John Herity, couldn't see over there, John, who is the representative from the Systematics, Evolution, and Biodiversity section. Next is Melody Kina, who is the representative of the Integrated Physiological and Molecular Insect Systems section. Tim Lissick, who is the Medical Urban Veterinary Entomology Section Representative. And finally, Bob Peterson, who's the Plant Insect Ecosystem Section Representative. And also the President's Student Representative and soon to be elected Student Representative is Wendy Johnson. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce now the incoming governing board members who will take over or join the board at the conclusion of this meeting. Robert Wiedemann, who is the incoming vice president-elect. Ricardo Besson, the incoming treasurer. Nancy Hinkle is the incoming southeastern branch representative. Thanks very much, guys. The program co-chairs for this meeting are Megha Parajuli and Bonnie Pendleton. And the resolutions committee, and I see the chair is not there. Bill Hutchison is the chair, but the other members are Chris Williamson, Eric Rebeck, and Sherry Abraham. And if you have a resolution you would like to submit for consideration at the final business meeting, please see one of these individuals or Dr. Hutchison and give them your resolution. Thanks, guys. I'd now like to introduce the ESA staff. Great staff, fabulous staff. We're very fortunate. Ann Kenworthy, who's the interim executive director. Alan Kahn. Is Alan here? Some of them, there he is. Some are at the registration desk. Alan is the Director of Communications and Publications. Debbie Sutton. I don't see Debbie. Debbie has been with us for about 8 months, and she's the Director of Membership and Marketing. Neil Willoughby is at the registration desk, I think. He's the Director of Finance. Richard Levine sitting right up front, is the Communications Program Manager, Dawn Braun, over there, is the Manager of Membership and Member Relations. Dawn has been with us 2 months, 3 months, so this is both Dawn and Debbie's first national meeting, so they're really on a steep learning curve and doing a great job. Mary Falcone, here's Mary. She's the coordinator of the annual meeting, awards, and committees. Elizabeth Cesar is probably at registration, is the desktop publisher and web coordinator. And Adele Compton, who I think is also at registration desk, is the financial assistant. So please join me in welcoming them. I'm now going to give my State of the Society presentation. I got ahead of myself. Okay. Little jumpy. So you already saw this next slide. The state of the ESA is strong in many ways, almost every way you can look at it. Our membership is now at over 6,000. We actually gained 121 members from this time last year. So we're doing very well in that category. We're in a very strong financial position. Total assets of about a little over $6 million. Our investment portfolio is about $4.5 million. And just one cautionary note. This year, we're going to exceed our operating budget by about $100,000. And there are good reasons for that. Some things came up that had to be taken care of. And that's the luxury of having the assets that we do, that we can get in that situation. We don't want to make a habit, though, of doing this, because I'm sure most of you in this room can remember 10 years ago what that felt like. So through the great stewardship of executive directors and presidents and governing board over the last 10 years, we've been able to build our reserves up quite nicely. We're 3 years into the renewal. We went from 6 sections to 4 sections. We set up a structure in which the sections could become more autonomous and do things on their own, independent of the society as a whole. I think the sections are increasingly fulfilling that role. It's really meant a change in the culture, I think, of the society. And one thing that we've done, and we're going to do it again this year, is tomorrow afternoon is set aside essentially for section meetings. And each of the sections has developed a program, and I would encourage you all to attend the section that you belong to, attend that meeting. So I think they've really done a good job, the leadership in the sections, of putting together a nice program that I think you will find very rewarding. We have 4 outstanding journals, and Dr. Rice reminded me that actually we have 5 outstanding journals now, but one of them doesn't have much of a track record. I'll talk about that in a minute, but it's been launched. And if I want you to look at 2 things. These are the 2009 JCR rankings. If you look at just impact factor, you see that our 4 journals are, they do pretty well. The Journal of Medical Entomology is in the top 10 out of 74 journals. But you think, well, that's kind of middle of the pack. But if you look at total citations, and I don't want to get into a discussion about what impact factors mean, but if you just look at total citations, you see that all 4 of our journals are in the top 10. In fact, the Journal of Economic Entomology is ranked first out of the 74 entomology journals. So I think that's quite an accomplishment. And my hat's off to the editors and the subject editors and all of you for submitting strong publications, papers for publication. A little bit about the office staff. I'd like to publicly acknowledge Ann Kenworthy's service as interim executive director of the past year. We had a challenging situation. She stepped in and has just been absolutely fantastic. And you might recall that Ann was with us one time before in an interim role, so she knew the society pretty well. And she just really did a fabulous job for us. So thank you, Ann. Well, unfortunately, we couldn't convince Ann to stay with us for the long term, so we did have to initiate a search for our next executive director. A committee was set up to do the search, and it consisted of the officers in the presidential line, with Grayson Brown, Del Delfos, Marlon Rice, and me, and also other members were Catherine Mannion, Susan Weller, and Vicky Yokoyama. The search committee did preliminary interviews about a month ago, interviewed six people, recommended three finalists to be interviewed here by the governing board, and those interviews occurred over Thursday and Friday morning. And I'm happy to report that the governing board was unanimous in its choice of one of the three finalists, and an offer to that person has been extended, and there has been sort of an agreement, at least in principle, that that person will be our next executive director. So we just have to hammer out the details in the contract. So we hope that we'll have a new executive director early next year. So that's really great news. And I will say that the three finalists that we interviewed, all of them were just absolutely outstanding people, outstanding skills. And I think the person that we're bringing on will really allow us to grow in the ways that we want to grow and progress. Okay, now a few other things that happened. We installed a new association management software system. This was not a trivial exercise, and the lead staff person on this was Neil Willoughby, who really did a nice job with doing that. As you know, we now have an international branch. We have six branches. The branch really hit the ground running. They have 547 members. They've grown from, I think, they had about 460 or 70 when they started. And I learned today at the international branch meeting that they have members from 84 countries. So this is really, they've really done a nice job and continue to grow in the future. And actually plan to have their branch meeting outside North America in 2012 in Nairobi, Kenya. As you're also, I'm sure, aware, in 2010, the membership voted to change the bylaws so that there would now be a student member on the governing board, and Wendy Johnson, who was introduced earlier, was elected to a two-year term on the board. She begins her service on the board at the end of this meeting. New website. How many of you have seen the new website? Went live on Wednesday. Pretty amazing. Really, really nice job. And the lead staff person on this was Alan Kahn, but there was also a presidential task force that Gail Kampmeyer chaired that worked closely with staff and also with the company that we retained to actually do the nuts and bolts of it. So it was about a probably 6-7 month process, and they were able to go live with it this week. So we think it's really going to do a lot for us. The website includes a new networks platform. So if you're interested in the networks, please go to that page and check it out. 2010 saw the launch of a new journal, new peer-reviewed journal, called the Journal of Integrated Pest Management. The first issue actually came out on the 1st of December. And the editors are Marlon Rice and Kevin Steffi. It's an extension journal. It's a little bit different than our other journals. It's online only, and it's also open access. So it's a different model for publishing that we're getting into with that. I'd just like to give a big thanks to the 2010 ESA Governing Board, who was introduced before. They really give a lot to the society, and I think they should certainly be acknowledged if you ever have a chance, if you run into them during the meeting. So I'm just going to make a short plug, brief plug for this meeting, where we are. Entomology 2010, that's our new branding for our annual meeting. So next year will be Entomology 2011. The theme for the meeting is entodiversity, entomological diversity, viewed on three axes. Biological, obviously insects are incredibly diverse. Disciplinary, the disciplinary axis, we do a lot of different things. We study different aspects of insects. We work in different ways as either scientists or teachers or practitioners or extension people. And also the great geographical diversity. With this new international branch, it's really, I think that's an area that has great potential for us as a society. And there are over 3,000 people registered for this meeting. The last number I got was 3,140. That's a new record for our annual meeting. Thanks very much. And you know, the people that planned this meeting 5 years ago were astute enough to pick a week where there was a 0% chance of rain, and the temperature was going to be in the 70s. But San Diego is such a great venue. I'd like to acknowledge the program chairs, Mega and Bonnie, who were introduced before, and just say a little bit about the program. There are a number of symposia, 6 program, 34 section, and 42 member symposia. There are 940 submitted papers, and some of those are in student sessions, 29 student sessions. 3 sessions are targeted only at undergraduates. So we have 3 undergraduate paper sessions. There are 741 posters, and some of those are also in the student competition, 19 student sessions. 5 of those are strictly undergraduates. So we really made a conscious effort to get undergraduates involved. So we've had some challenges with the weather. For folks who were flying through Minneapolis, they probably aren't here yet. Might have put them in the Metrodome for shelter. So I was at the program committee meeting this afternoon. We may need judges. So if you're at a session and you're asked to be a judge, please think it over and help if you can. I also want to just say something about virtual posters. This is something Grayson Brown has worked on. This is the second year. There are 32 virtual posters listed in the program. I think there have been a couple withdrawals, but there are still a lot of virtual posters from 20 different countries. So the virtual poster idea is that it's online, and the author will actually be available for a dialogue at a prescribed time, through Skype. Well, with translation services as well. So please stop by. That's on Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday. Oh, and tonight? Okay, tonight at the exhibit hall at the welcome reception, please stop by there and look. I'd like to acknowledge the program committee who helped Mega and Bonnie bring this program to fruition. And finally, I just want to say that there are 2 special plenary speakers. Chris Marley will speak tomorrow. Chris is an artist and an author. He's going to talk about the aesthetics of insects. He does art using insects. Really a fascinating field. And that will be in this room from 12:30 to 1:15. And then on Tuesday, James McWilliams, who's an historian, is going to talk about the partnership between entomologists and early American farmers and how they work together to control insects. Really fascinating stuff that he's published a book on this as well. That'll be Tuesday afternoon from 12:15 to 12:45, and it'll be outside in the Tiki Pavilion terrace. Okay, thanks very much. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to serve as your president this year. I've really enjoyed it, and enjoy the meeting. Thank you. I would now like to have a remembrance for those members who are no longer with us, who died during 2010. Boubacary Aminatou, Harry Bain, John Chapman, BCE, Harry Koppel, G.E. Daterman, Paul R. Heller, R. Robert Michaud, Manya Stetzel, and Anna Simonadu Boyajakalu. Would you please observe with me a moment of silence in remembrance? Thank you. Okay, Vice President Delfos and I will now present the ESA's 2010 Honors and Awards. On each of your seats was a awards program booklet, and that contains complete biographical information on the award winners. For the sake of time, we're just going to give a synopsis of the bio information. So with that.
Well, good evening. It's my pleasure to emcee this wonderful honors and awards presentation session. Our first category is in honorary membership. Honorary membership recognizes individuals who have provided significant service to ESA for at least 20 years. Our first awardee is Dr. George G. Kennedy, who served as ESA president in 1998, as chair of the old Section F, and as a governing board representative for Section F and for the South Eastern Branch. He also served the Entomological Foundation as chair of the board of directors, and as president, he was named to the ESA Founders Memorial Lecturer in 2002, and he became an ESA Fellow in 2003. Our second honorary member is Dr. Sharon Quisenberry. Dr. Quisenberry served as ESA president in the year 2000 and has also served as ESA secretary-treasurer, Section F secretary, and chair-elect, Pacific Branch secretary-treasurer, and she's also contributed to over 30 committees, a real model performer for ESA. When she became ESA president in 2000, there were extreme organizational and financial challenges that affected the very solvency of our society, and her decisive action and management practices allowed us to balance the budget for the first time in many years. Congratulations. Our next category is ESA Fellows, excuse me. And could the fellows join me on the opposite side of the stage? Boy, I wish my faculty did this, you know. The designation of ESA Fellow recognizes individuals who have made extraordinary contributions to the field of entomology. We're pleased to bestow the Fellow's designation on the following individuals in 2010. Our first winner is Dr. Gary J. Blomquist, Chair of the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at the University of Nevada, Reno, who has edited 3 books and published over 200 research papers, reviews, and chapters. His research is focused on pheromone production, particularly in bark beetles, the house fly, and on insect hydrocarbons, with an emphasis on their biosynthesis, endocrine regulation, and chemical analysis. Congratulations. Our next fellow is Dr. David J. Badel, Vice Chancellor of the Louisiana State University Ag Center and Director of the Louisiana Ag Experiment Station. He has advanced the understanding of our multiple pest complexes, early season production systems on the soybean IPM, and the role of stink bugs in delayed maturity, while also conducting fundamental studies examining multi-trophic interactions among plant resistance and biological control. He published numerous original research and extension articles, many constituting the seminal basis of soybean IPM literature recognized nationally and internationally. Congratulations. Our next fellow is Dr. Bruce Hammack, a distinguished professor at the University of California, Davis, who pioneered the use of transition state theory to inhibit enzymes with small molecules and with recombinant viruses as green pesticides. Current projects involve examining the role of esterases in insecticide resistance and human metabolism of pyrethroids, and his lab is exploiting inhibitors of epoxide hydrolases as drugs to treat diabetes, inflammation, ischemia, and cardiovascular disease. Congratulations. Our next fellow is Dr. Zia R. Khan, a principal scientist at the International Center of Insect Physiology and Ecology in Nairobi, Kenya. He studied and applied chemical ecology, behavior, plant-plant communication, and insect-plant interactions to improve ag production in Africa. His push-pull system, used by 250,000 African people, employs trap crops, which removes stem borer pests along with fodder legumes, which repel borers, attract their natural enemies, and have strong allelopathic effects on striga weed, a very important root parasite of corn. Congratulations. Our next fellow is Dr. Dennis D. Kopp, Assistant Administrator for Program and Analysis for the USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. He's been an active member of ESA since 1968. He strongly supports the work of the Entomological Foundation, and he's worked as an extension entomologist, a professor, and in several government positions. His entomological interests have included insect identification and classification, insect ecology, insect biology, pest management, and the promotion of entomology as a career of choice for young people. He is also known for wearing very bad hats. And we'll see him again, I hear. So, congratulations, Dennis. Our next fellow is Dr. Thomas A. Miller, a professor of entomology at the University of California, Riverside, who's conducted research on the insect circulatory system, mode of action of insecticides, insect neuromuscular physiology, pink bollworm in cotton fields, transgenic insects, and applied symbiosis for crop protection and biopesticides for crop protection. Current projects include control of bush cricket pests in Papua New Guinea, field trials of transgenic grapevines with resistance to Pierce's disease, biotechnology for control of the desert locust, and regulatory control of insect transgenic technologies. Congratulations. Our next fellow is Dr. Thomas W. Scott, professor and director of the UC Davis Mosquito Research Lab, who has published over 175 research articles, reviews, and book chapters, and is a subject editor for the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. Dr. Scott's research focuses on mosquito ecology, evolution of mosquito-virus interactions, epidemiology of mosquito-borne disease, and evaluation of novel products and strategies for mosquito control and disease prevention. He aims to develop effective strategies for prevention of some of the most infectious diseases of humans. Congratulations. Our next fellow is Dr. Daniel E. Shashung, a professor emeritus in biological sciences at Old Dominion University. He's internationally recognized for his research on the biology of ticks and tick-borne diseases, and has published more than 200 referees articles, as well as numerous monographs and chapters in books on this subject. Among his most important contributions are his studies on the ecology and population dynamics of tick vectors of the Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Lyme disease agents, the role of pheromones in regulating the mating behavior of ixodid ticks and host-parasite relationships, the importance of innate immunity and its relation to tick vector competence, and the molecular biology of tick reproduction. Congratulations. Our next fellow is Dr. Anthony Tony Shelton, a professor at Cornell University, who developed the first IPM program for processing sweet corn in the Northeast. This led to nearly a 50% reduction in the use of insecticides, and similar work on cabbage led to a 45% reduction in insecticide use and nearly a 50% increase in the efficacy of insecticides, while maintaining high quality standards for the harvested product. In addition to his research efforts, Dr. Shelton has demonstrated a strong outreach effort and has developed popular websites on ag biotechnology, biological control, organic agriculture, and pest identification and management. Congratulations. And our final fellow, I think all of you know as a shy, demure person who's just hard to draw out of his shell. I threatened to mispronounce his name, but I won't do that. Dr. F. Tom Turpin, of course, a professor of entomology at Purdue University since 1971. He's conducted research on the biology and management of insects associated with corn, which resulted in a better understanding of the biology of corn rootworms, economic injury levels for insect pests of corn, and management decision processes of growers. Dr. Turpin has taught a variety of courses at Purdue, including insect pest management, introductory entomology, beekeeping, insects in prose and poetry, and he's won several teaching awards, including the ESA Distinguished Achievement Award in Teaching. Congratulations. We'll now discuss some ISA professional awards. The first one is the Nanyal Su Award for Innovation and Creativity in Entomology. The winner of this award for innovation and creativity this year is Dr. Zia Khan, who we met earlier from ISIPI in, in Cairo. Congratulations. Our next award is for Distinguished Achievement Award in Teaching. This year, the award goes to Dr. Suajaya Rao from Oregon State University. Please come forward. Our next award is the Early Career Innovation Award. This year, it is awarded to Dr. Patrick Tobin of the USDA Forest Service. Would you come forward, please? Is there a representative from BASF here today? Okay, thank you. This award is sponsored by BASF. Our next award is for Distinguished Achievement in Extension. This year, it goes to Dr. Marlon Rice Pioneer Hybrid International. Congratulations. Our next award is a recognition award in entomology. It's sponsored by Syngenta Crop Protection and presented to Dr. C. Michael Smith of Kansas State University. Congratulations. Our next award is a recognition award in insect physiology, biochemistry, and toxicology. This is also sponsored by Bayer Crop Science, and this year it is presented to Dr. Gary Blomquist of the University of Nevada. And do we have a representative from Bayer Crop Science? And our last service award is the Distinguished Service Award to the Certification Program. This year, it's awarded to Dr. Mustafa Dabun from the U.S. Army. And would Director Jerry Hatch please join us on the stage? Please. You might not have heard that with the applause. Thanks. This is Director Jerry Hatch of the program. Thank you. We will now move into the Editor's Choice Awards. ESA presents these awards for the best articles in each of the ESA journals and in American Entomologist. The winning articles for 2010, which were selected by the editors of each publication, are as follows. In American Entomologist, Dr. Robert K.D. Peterson. There you go. For the article entitled Scrub Typhus and the Invasion of Zanzibar. Congratulations. Our next award is for the Annals, and this goes to Oscar V. Connie, Frank H. Henneman, and Aaron T. Dorsey. Please come forward. Congratulations. Our next award is for the Journal of Economic Entomology, which goes to Maoju Kasina, John Mabrur, Manfred Kramer, and Karen Holmuller. Please come forward. Congratulations. And our final award goes to an article from the Journal of Medical Entomology by Yusuk Lee, Claudia Mensis, Abraham Fafwa, and Gregory C. Lanzarel. Please come forward. This year, we decided to continue the popular YouTube Urinomology Awards. We had 15 excellent submissions, all of which are available for viewing on ESA's YouTube channel, which you can now access from our new website. In keeping with the spirit of the awards, the UT committee reviewed articles in each of the categories and chose one final winner, which was then reviewed by each of the four presidents in the presidential line to come up with the final choice. The list of finalists is in the awards program booklet, and will now announce the winners for the first time. Past President Marlon Rice, who initiated this award, will present this year's Stinger Award winners. Mark.
Thank you, Dale. Well, in the spirit of the Oscar Academies, we're going to do it envelope style, okay? So the finalists are listed on page 22 of your program. As you'll turn there, we'll announce the winners at this time. For the category of outreach, the winner is, envelope please, thank you, Mary. Winner is Aaron Hodson, using a sweep net and soybean, Iowa State University. Aaron, are you in the audience? Come on up. Aaron actually happens to be a repeat winner. That is correct. In the category discovery, the winner is, envelope please, Mary. Thank you very much. And the winner for discovery is Rob Mitchell, the Fayrate carnivore. Rob, are you out there? Okay, good deal. Come on up. Third category is the category of instruction, and the winner is Matt O'Neill, first day of class. Matt, are you out there? Matt O'Neill may have been snowed in. Is he coming? He's snowed in? Is there somebody, you're going to accept that for him? You're going to keep the check? There's a check, yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you. And before I read the final category, I want to make a pitch particularly to all the students that are out there. You're the creative people in your labs, right? Your mentors just don't have a lot of creativity when they reach a certain age. So let me encourage you to put together videos next year of your research, your teaching, your outreach, or even the open category, okay? So let's be a little creative next year and get those submissions in. Last category is the open category, and the winner is, thank you, Mary. The open category winner is Brett Blau, Flight of the Bumblebee and Other Bees in Slow Motion. Brett? At this time, what we're going to do, the committee decided they want to show you one video. It's a little grainy. It's very much a home movie. But we're going to dim the lights, I think, aren't we, and show that? You're not going to dim the lights, but you are going to show it. Okay. And so pay particular attention, particularly to the last part of the video, okay? Roll tape.
I'm not a serial killer or a nerd. I don't wear a lab coat or Coke bottle glasses. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to eat insects. I don't know Gil Grissom David Attenborough or Jeff Corwin, but I'm sure they're wonderful people. And I have a sweep net, not a butterfly net, a D-vac, not a vacuum cleaner. And I say Serpidae, not Serpidae. And I did not import the Asian lady beetle, and it's not my job to eradicate it. And it's pronounced entomology, not etymology or anthemology. That's May Barenbaum, not Bambi Barenbaum. And I believe in management, not control, conservation, not eradication. And that the dung beetle is a proud and noble animal that contributes to vital ecosystem services. Daddy long legs is a crane fly. Drosophila is a vinegar fly. And it's lady beetle, not lady bug or lady bird. Insects are the most abundant class of organisms on the planet, the most diverse taxa on the face of the earth, and the best part of Kingdom Animalia. My name is Steve, and I am an entomologist.
It's going to be on the test.
Unfortunately, you applauded and you missed the last part of the video. That's okay. I'll tell you what it was. There's a person in the background that says, is that going to be on the test? Okay. So.
Thanks very much, Marlon.